The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Hillary Clinton, Harley.
Yeah, we got one more day is what it turns out to be. Day after day, Judicial Watch went to court to get some emails connecting some wealthy supporters of the Clinton Foundation, getting very high-level access within the Clinton State Department. An example, a Lebanese billionaire, Gilbert Shuguri, who gave the foundation millions and had pledged $1 billion to the Clinton Foundation, working a link up with the ambassador to Lebanon, which could certainly be good for his business, I guess. Donald Trump called it pay-to-play and illegal if it's true. The Clinton campaign said she was not part of those emails. Didn't deny that some of these things were happening. I mean, certainly it's very, very clear that there's high access. High-level access. They said, well, one of these cases was just a young man who was a good friend of Bill Clinton looking for help. Well, that's supposed to be okay. I mean, that was their defense of one of them. Mm. If I want,
I hate all this. I hate these foundations. I mean, it's you know, they pour the money in, but I mean, you wonder how it's come and what they get back from it and purpose it serves.
Who,
this is the point.
Who hands over $5 billion for free?
They don't. They don't.
Exactly.
They do not. That an access is the key word. Now then, Hillary Clinton's had something to say about Trump. I mean, this is serious stuff, this business. I mean, obviously Trump says he wasn't meaning to suggest that you could use a gun to get rid of Hillary Clinton. But what's she saying?
Well, she's saying that she called it a casual incitement of violence. That was her word for it today. She also said words matter. They matter on the campaign trail. They certainly matter in the Oval Office. And of course, those resonate with anyone because it's certainly true. Trump said he's rallying voters, not violence.
The Second Amendment, just explain to others, the Second Amendment is the right to carry weapons, carry a weapon.
Right, to keep and bear arms in this country. And it's a sacrosanct amendment for an awful lot of people, for many, many millions of people in the country. And so the assertion by Trump and the belief by many is that Hillary Clinton would like to gut that amendment, if possible.
Yeah, what she said. She said there'll be certain people to whom that amendment wouldn't apply. There'll be guns not given to certain people, she said.
Right, in this particular case. But she said many, many things over the years that show that she's, antithetical. I mean, certainly does not like guns and doesn't like, the whole Second Amendment idea that much. But what he said yesterday, which was interesting, he said, if she gets in and can name all those judges, nothing you can do, folks. He said, on the other hand, maybe Second Amendment people can do something. I don't know.
Whether that means
a bunch of Second Amendment
people have guns, and then you can...
absolutely. Or does that mean, they need to vote? And they do vote as a block, So, I mean, it's fair to expect that he could just as well have been saying. He just says it so poorly sometimes.
Oh, indeed. All right, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow, my friend. That's Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.